What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Fitness Disrupted, a production of iHeartRadio. I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. I love music. I love all kinds of music. I know many people say that. You ask someone, you know, what's your favorite kind of music? They go, oh, I listen to everything. And then you play something, and they go, oh, I hate that. I hate that genre. I do. I love music. I have been playing instruments since I was young. Drums is my primary instrument. Still play today. Took some time off. Played in bands, though. Play some guitar. I just love it. And I love combining it with exercise. But I love playing it. I love listening to it. And as today's show will show you, in a recent study, a meta-analysis that looked back at a bunch of other studies, music in our lives can really improve our lives. And that's what this show is about. This show is about finding all of the myriad ways to improve our lives. And when we start to combine those ways, right? Dozens of things throughout the day, and oftentimes they're called little things. They're not. I started my day today with, well, later in the day, got up earlier, but one of my morning activities was walking the dogs in the woods, as I've talked about. The biophilia hypothesis, how we are meant to be in nature and how being in nature has huge impact on our quality of life. And that's super important. And it's so simple. Yet people torture themselves with deprivation diets and exercise they don't like and programs they are not going to do for a lifetime. And so this study, this show, is yet another example of something that we can just add to our repertoire when we want to, how we want to improve our quality of life. And that goes for in the moment, as well as in the future. And that's so important. And it's essentially free, right? I mean, depending on what you're doing and how you are getting your music, if you're playing your music, but this also goes for singing. So this study is going to talk about a couple different ways of consuming or participating in music. Listening to it, playing it, or singing. Those are three of the ways. And I love that it's not just one way. And it's a very broad kind of finding, and you can see the limitations in that. But as I will get to in the end, what's the downside? What are the side effects? What are the negative side effects of doing what I'm going to talk about? Listening to music, performing music, singing. quick break. When we get back, I'm going to get right into it. And the study just came out March 2022, JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, Association of Music Interventions with Health-Related Quality of Life, a systematic review and meta-analysis. All right? Awesome, fun, something you can just take in and apply right away. We'll be right back.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are back talking about music and quality of life. It sounds so simple. As I was writing the title for the show, I was like, make it sexier. No, that's it. Music and quality of life. I have had music in my house forever. As an adult with kids. grew up in a crazy family, but when I had my own house, it was and has been filled with music from the moment I get up till the moment we go to bed. There's always music playing. When I get up and get the house ready for breakfast and preparing breakfast for the kids, I have music playing. So when they come downstairs, there's music. And there's different music for different times. Sometimes it's classical. Sometimes it's rock. It changes. But the house is always filled with music, and it changes everything. At least for me. And as this study shows, potentially, for everyone in certain ways. And when we go on vacation, as we just did, I bring a portable speaker. And wherever we are in the world, as a family, there's music. And when I travel for my events, my Ironmans, my Ultras, my marathons, getting ready to run across the Grand Canyon and back again, scaring the heck out of me. But I bring the music to help get me in the right frame of mind. It is everywhere with me. My dogs. Two puppies. One of the many ways I trained them, and I would argue the reason they are so well behaved today is music. They went to bed and still do. With a speaker behind them playing classical music since they were puppies, since we got them. Barely audible. That's how much I believe in the power of music. And as someone who's in fitness, I have every way of delivering music to myself based on whatever activity I am doing known to man. One of my favorite things years ago that came out were, I'm going to give the brand name, it's changed over time, and they generally go in and out, like, they don't last, these products. It's sunglasses with music built in. So at first you had these sunglasses with headphones, and some of you may know what I'm talking about, many of you probably don't, where there were little headphones that came off the frames, and you would download music right into the frames. And then you could run or do whatever you were doing, go for hikes. I hesitate to say biking because I don't want people biking with music. But you could do that too. I would only encourage that if you're mountain biking. But even then, you want to be aware. But I don't want to get in the safety side. It takes away from the fun of this. So it also goes to swimming. If you've listened to prior podcasts or read my books, you know I'm not the strongest or biggest fan of swimming. And when they came out with a truly amazing iPod Shuffle that was waterproof and the headphones worked, changed my life for swimming. And let me say just once, there are many times, by the way, that I do all of those things without any music. But I, like everything else, have the variations. The first time I ran across the Grand Canyon, I brought headphones. I never listened to music. This time I might to help me in the last couple miles because of everything I've talked about in prior podcasts about music, including this one. Music is so powerful. And what I love about it too is we have the options, just like everything else, whether it comes to cardio or strength or nutrition, to find what you like. If I told you you had to listen to Metallica because that's so powerful, like what's the best music to listen to, you know, to get the most out of your workout? That's the same question. And I love all these questions, but like the second level questions, as I call them, like protein, what's the best protein? What's the protein you eat consistently? What's the best music? It's the music that you enjoy. What's the best form of cardio? It's the cardio you enjoy and will do every day. So that goes for music too. You get to choose and you get to change it. And I even like to experiment when I'm doing a hard interval workout, let's say on the treadmill or stationary bike, it's going to be angrier, heavier music. If I'm going for a long workout, it's going to be more relaxing, sometimes classical. And I play around, like looking at my heart rate. Is my heart rate affected by the music itself? Kind of a study of one. All right, but there is such power in music. And when we talk about people not enjoying exercise, goes right to what this study is going to show. It's not that you don't enjoy exercise. It's that you haven't figured out what you like yet, found it, and you haven't made it more fun using all of these tools that you can. I am really kind of nervous about running across the Grand Canyon again. And this time I think I will use music. It's a different trail, well, half a different trail. But I'm super excited that it scares me. And I'm super excited to bring music to help me. And all the other things, you know, this pack, one of the things that scares me is how heavy the pack is. But it's filled with all of the different things that are going to help me get across and enjoy it. And enjoy it. And like I said, I may use the music, I may not. I think back to my second Ironman ever, Germany, where I wore, they still have them, but they're not as popular as they used to be, a fuel belt. You know, a belt that has the bottles, they still have them, you see them in races and stuff, but different ways and you know, different things have come along since then. But my point is, they were filled at the beginning of the race, and I never used them, but they were there in case I needed to or wanted to. And that goes for all of these things I talk about that can help with our exercise, our nutrition, and our quality of life. All right, let's get right into this study. Again, March 2022, JAMA, Association of Music Interventions with Health-Related Quality of Life, a systematic review and meta-analysis. So again, they're going to look back at a bunch of studies. That's what a systematic review is and a meta-analysis. The abstract is this. Increasing evidence supports the ability of music to broadly promote well-being and health-related quality of life. And of course, there's an acronym for that, HRQ. OL. However, the magnitude of music's positive association with HRQOL is still unclear, particularly relative to established interventions, limiting inclusion of music interventions in health policy and care. And that sentence, the final sentence, part of that sentence, limiting inclusion of music interventions in health policy and care, that drives me a little nuts with all of these studies. I mean, I get it. That's what studies are for. Does it work? How much do you need? Where does it work? When does it work? But as I will finish this podcast by saying, what's the downside? What are the negative side effects? I hear the myriad negative side effects on every single commercial. It's like 2 to 3 minutes now of the side effects. What's the negative side effect to music intervention? Why are they not prescribing it more? All right. And let me just give a quick, well, give their definition of what health-related quality of life is. It's a broad concept capturing an individual's or group's perceived physical and mental health over time. HRQOL is closely related to and frequently used interchangeably with well-being. All right, that's problematic too if you're a hard science type person, researcher. It's vague. It's hard to study, right? And so these things are generally given less attention. And I would argue that's a problem in and of itself. All right, so again, meta-analysis they looked at for this, 26 studies, which included 779 participants, older mean age, around 60, plus or minus 11 years, I think it was, but older, so that's a factor, right? The music interventions included, as I said in the intro, people listening to music, that was 10 of the studies, music therapy, 7 studies, singing, 8 studies, and gospel music, I love that, 1 study. And I just love the gospel music thing because I have so much. I have thousands and thousands and thousands of songs on my, playlists. And that with streaming services, forget it. From all the years of teaching, I taught group fitness for decades, group cycling, boot camps, all that stuff. I have every remix of every song you've ever heard for 30 minutes, 40 minutes. I used to torture classes. I used to say, like, hey, if you don't like Prince, you might want to leave now because I have a 30-minute remix that has about 50 of his songs. But, so many different ways here. It's not just one. It's not just listening to music. All right? And so what was the objective? The objective of this study was to synthesize results of studies investigating outcomes of music interventions in terms of HRQOL, health-related quality of life, as assessed by the 36 and 12-item health survey short forms. So questionnaire, they actually threw out observational studies, and they asked people questions. And, there was a mental component summary of it, score, and a physical component summary of it. These are scores that are both calculated using norm-based scoring methods. And you're talking about like bodily pain, general health, vitality. You're talking about mental health scores. So I don't want to get into that at all because it's somewhat vague, but these were good instruments that they used and included in this meta-analysis. All right, let's just cut to the chase. All right. All of these interventions were associated with significant improvements in those mental component summary scores and physical component scores. In the subgroup analysis, the addition of music to standard treatment for a range of conditions was associated also with significant improvements in the mental component scores versus standard treatment alone. The effect sizes did not vary between music intervention types or doses, and no evidence of small study or publication biases was present in any analysis. And their conclusion? In this systematic review and meta-analysis, music interventions were associated with clinically meaningful improvements in HRQOL. However, substantial individual variation in intervention outcomes precluded conclusions regarding optimal music interventions and doses for distinct clinical and public health scenarios. So in other words, like, What's the perfect amount? What's the least amount of exercise? What's the least amount of music? What's the best kind of music? I get it. And there will be many more studies done on that. But as of right now, I don't care. I personally don't care. I know how it affects me. And I love also that they say substantial individual variation, of course, with everything. With everything. But pretty darn amazing. Clinically meaningful improvements in health-related quality of life. I end almost every podcast by saying, that's my goal. It's to help you improve your quality of life and the length of it. And the quality of it with the length of it, right? So in other words, at 80 years old, I want you to be thriving. And I want to be thriving. And that's why I look at all this research and I distill it down. And then I add the common sense in. And what are the side effects and what are the costs? And how much time is it going to take me? How much is it going to cost me in all of those areas? Time and money. And you go, this makes sense. And then to go back to what I said at the start as well, when people say they don't enjoy exercise, this goes to all those shows I've done on the psychology of this. That's why I went back to get my master's in not just exercise science, but the sports psychology. And why I just finished another certificate, Harvard Extension School, in human behavior. And so when we take all of these things that can help us do what we need to do and enjoy it. Listen, the interesting thing, again, I love music more than anything else when I exercise, but not always, as I said. When I walk the dogs, nothing. Nothing. I want to be immersed in nature. I want to hear the birds. I want to hear the nothingness. Where I was this morning in the woods, no cars, no anything. The occasional person. And usually if I see that person off in the distance, I will take a different trail because I just want complete silence for as long as I can. And so it's not that all or nothing proposition we hear all the time. That you have to do it this way. Watched another social media person who said, you know, don't do this exercise. No, it's an exercise that I don't like, but I don't say don't do it. I say I'm not going to do it frequently. And so when you take all of these things in combination, all of these things that we consider small or people consider small, I don't. That's where the power comes from. That's where the health behavior change over time and forever, as something you are going to do forever, comes from. You find what you enjoy. You take this science and you apply it to your own life so that you can what? Do that new acronym, probably for you, HRQOL, health-related quality of life. And I encourage you, as I do, if you're not doing it already, add music to so many other aspects of your life, not just exercise. Makes a huge difference. And that's what the research is showing. And what I'm doing with my family in the morning is I'm combining so many different things. The healthy breakfast with the music. And I want to set the tone for the day. That's my goal with my kids. And my family is to start the day to front load it as best as possible, psychologically and physiologically. Huge healthy breakfast, positive music, sending them out ready for the day, fueled up physically and mentally. All right, we'll be right back.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are back talking about music and quality of life. Let me finish up by saying, you know, people ask me about supplements, things like that. And sure, lots of supplements that we can and should add potentially to our healthy eating patterns and diets once we have those established. But we know that there's really no downside to the music, right? Only upside. Only upside. And so when you start to take all of these things, the breakfast, the music, the positive thinking, the getting outside in nature, all of these seemingly small things, this is where there is no deprivation. There is no struggle. It's just a process. And remember the show, if you haven't heard or listened to, that I did on association versus disassociation. You know, most people want to dissociate during exercise, and that's okay. Top athletes can't afford to, which is why generally don't see them, like top marathoners, wearing, an, you know, headphones. Also illegal for safety reasons, but they need to monitor their bodies. So we do what we need to do to enjoy it, to do it frequently, to get the most out of it. And this is yet another study that says, hey, music is important. Music can, to abuse the word, literally improve your quality of life. And there you go. My first Boston Marathon, 1991. Brand new sports Walkman. Who's old enough? Huge, yellow, cassette. Started the race with it. I still remember, I can't remember people I met a week ago, but I can remember the first song that was on when the gun went off, Living Color, Cult of Personality. And that like 3-pound Walkman was so heavy that like at mile 8, I saw a 10-year-old kid at the side of the road cheering everyone on. I ran up to him. I said, hey, you want a Walkman? I gave it to him because there was no way I was carrying it the rest of the way. And that made it much harder. That made it much harder. And so all of you 20-somethings who now have the cordless headphones and the iPod, well, they don't even make iPod shuffles anymore, I don't think, but your phone and the delivery. And I actually now have my watch. I have a watch. Crazy. Bought this watch because I could store music on it. Are you kidding me? Don't even have to bring my phone, which is awesome because I don't want that distraction oftentimes. But there you go. Use music to improve your quality of life. Fill your house, fill your head with happy, motivating music that you like. All right, that's it. If you want to reach out, love to hear from you. Tom H. Fit is Instagram and Twitter. You can direct message me right through there. Love to hear from you. Tom H. Fit. Please follow the show, subscribe, whatever you can do based on how you listen to the show. Greatly appreciated. You can also go to fitnessdisrupted.com. Email me through the site. My most recent book is The Micro Workout Plan. Thank you for buying that. I greatly appreciate reviews of that on Amazon as well. It's my time to ask for little favors and stuff, but that really helps authors. So if you have a couple minutes and you've read the book and you like it, super greatly appreciated. And remember, I have the greatest job in the world, helping all of us live our best lives, because we control three things: how much we move, what we put into our mouths, and our state of mind. And now you know one of the ways to improve that state of mind is through music. I am Tom Holland. This is Fitness Disrupted. Believe in yourself. Fitness Disrupted is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.